Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 31-5. Make yourself happy through your own efforts. You can do this if once you comprehend that whatever is blended with virtue is good, and that whatever is joined to vice is bad. One of the four cardinal virtues is practical wisdom, sometimes translated as prudence, from the Latin prudentia. The original Greek is phronesis. The reason I'm telling you this is not to show off my Latin and Greek, but because this one is the most difficult of the four virtues to translate into English, and the least intuitive in terms of what it means. And yet it is well worth the effort, as practical wisdom is crucial to our life, according to the Stoics. It is the virtue Seneca is referring to in today's quote. It pertains to the understanding of what is truly good and truly bad for you. Now, you may think that you have a pretty good understanding of those things already, right? I mean, surely being healthy, educated, wealthy, and so forth is good for you, while being sick, ignorant, or poor is bad for you. You may have noticed that I just listed two sets of what the Stoics called preferred and dispreferred indifference. Yes, these are things one prefers or avoids, other things being equal. But they're not truly good or bad for you, because they're not under your control. The only thing that is under your control is whether to live virtuously or indulge in vice. And that is the knowledge that comes from the virtue of practical wisdom. That is why Seneca says that the route to happiness depends on your efforts. Not in the commonly understood sense that you can work hard and become rich, but in the deeper sense that you are the one in charge of whether being a good or a bad person, and only being a good person will make you truly happy. This is an easy concept to understand, but a very difficult one to practice. So today, reflect on your actions and what happens to you, and remind yourself that having a life worth living does not depend on external circumstances, but on your determination to be a virtuous citizen of the human cosmopolis. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.